Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another exciting segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, I am excited about this day. This is just another fantastic day, just an awesome, awesome opportunity in your life to really make some things happen. You know, each and every day that we are still here is just a reminder. It's a sign that, guess what? You have one more chance to live your dream, to reach those goals, one more chance to do something great that you may have never done before. So this is, I tell you, just one of those opportunities, and I am so glad, I'm so excited that you are here today, and I am excited to also be here as well. We're going to be talking today about goal setting, how you're going to set your goals and how you're going to reach them. I call this the goal forward plan. You're going to go forward. You're going forward in success. You're going all the way. And I know some people, you are like I used to be. You are sick and tired of just going halfway. You are sick and tired of starting out fast on the runway and then getting all the way there and realizing that you're not quite there yet. But you have this wonderful, wonderful opportunity that you are going to get it done and that you're going to get it done now. And so we are here to help you, and it is going to be fantastic. So here we go with the goal forward plan. Thank you to each and every person that has tuned in today. I am so excited. Yesterday I was listening to Coach K. Awesome, awesome show. I mean, he was talking about he was saying how it ain't over yet. Oh, that the best is yet to come, and that who was ready to take it. Take it, take it, take it, all the way to the top. So I am even the more fired up. But I'm telling you, you got to keep your fuel going. You got to keep your fire burning. You can't let it go out for nobody. You can't let situations, you can't let things that happen to you take out your fire. As a matter of fact, when problems come your way, you know, problems, they never came to stop us or to shut us down. Problems have only come into our lives to make us stronger, to make us tougher, so that we can go on to the next level. That's what a problem is. And because what happens with problems, and I learned this actually in college while I was doing math classes, believe it or not. Not in grade school. I didn't learn it in high school. It was when I was in college where I began to really understand the value of working a math problem all the way from fractions on up to mid-level calculus. And what I learned about problems in math, I learned that it was teaching you problem-solving basic skills. Problem-solving, the basic skills to problem-solving. And that was motivating for me. So all the while I was in college, I did about maybe 7 or 8 or 9 different math classes. And every time I was driven to do the classes, because I'm thinking, this is helping me to solve problems. And that was important to me because prior to going to school at age 33, going to junior college, prior to that, I hated school, I flunked out of school, and I did miserably horrible. And so here I was in college at 30-something, and I'm thinking, wow, I'm learning how to, and my whole life was just a series of problems. From like age 5 all the way up until my 30s, my mid-30s, my life was a series of problem after problem after problem. And here's the thing. I always despised the problem. I would have the problem. I would despise the problem. I would resent the problem. And the problem would persist. That one problem would end some kind of way, probably because I ran from it. But I always ran right smack dab into another problem. Same scenario would happen all over again. So problem after problem after problem. Because I never understood, first of all, that problems come so that you can solve them. However, you're not going to be able to solve a problem without the proper tools. And you need things to solve the problem. So because I didn't have the tools to solve the problem or the wherewithal, I would run from the problem. But the problem doesn't ever go away. It just keeps following you everywhere you go. That's why some people, they go from job to job to job, and everywhere they go, eventually, whether it's 30 days or 3 years, the problem will come back. Same thing in relationships. Some people go from relationship to relationship to relationship. Why? Because the problem never got solved, and it's going to show up everywhere you go. Same thing, churches. People go from church to church to church. What happens? The same problem will come back until you learn how to solve a problem. So today, I didn't come to talk just about problems, but I just wanted to throw that in because I know for some people, even setting a goal is going to be a problem for you because in your mind, you do not know how to set goals. You've never set them before, and you don't understand how to do it. Well, that's why I'm here today serving as your goal-setting coach. I am here to teach you the power and the value of setting goals. Now, goal setting is serious. It's almost akin to the law of attraction. In the law of attraction, you have to see what you want, and you have to realize that the universe holds everything. In other words, God said he created everything. He put everything in the world at one time, in the universe. Everything is here for you. Riches, fame, fortune, family, relationships, happiness, fullness, businesses, whatever you want, it's already here. So the law of attraction says you see something in your mind's eye first. You have to first visualize it. You have to say, for instance, I want a Mercedes-Benz. I don't, just want a Mercedes-Benz. I have to actually smell the leather, see the leather, picture myself in the Mercedes driving it, cut out a picture, hang it over, hang it over my bedpost, put it on the refrigerator. Actually, go one step further. Go to the Mercedes dealer. I guarantee you, if you go to a Mercedes dealer, you sit in that car, you test drive it, they will find a way for you to get that Mercedes, because salespeople, that's how they are, especially car salespeople. That's how they get paid, is by putting you in the car, not just you coming to look at the car. So they typically have, you know, ways to maneuver situations. Same thing with house buying. Real estate agents, mostly, you go look at that house and you fall in love with that house, trust me, that agent is going to work with you to clean up your credit or to, you know, get you a fancy mortgage or some special kind of mortgage. You never know. They might even offer you a job. They will do whatever it takes because they get paid on commission. It's how they make their money. So they are motivated to get you in the car. So anyway, back to goal setting, though. Now, here's the thing. When you goal setting, so it's like I said, like it's like part of law of attraction. You see something that you want, and then you can go after it. Well, goal setting works like that. Now, here's the problem why a lot of people have tried to set goals in the past, and this is probably why they didn't reach the goal, so they gave up on goal setting. But goal setting is a powerful tool. Most, if not all successful people, at least all the ones I know, they are big on setting goals. They may not, some of them are so used to setting goals and it's such a routine for them, they may not have to write them down because the steps to goal setting is embedded in their mind and their hearts, and it's like automatic. You know, the way we get in our cars and can drive to our favorite mall, it's like on automatic. Or we're somewhere and we drive home and we don't remember how we got there because it's already implanted in their subconscious, and it works automatically even when they're not thinking that hard. But the goal forward plan, the goal forward, G-O-A-L, and I actually adapted a theory that Continental Airlines used back in around 1994. At that time, the then CEO, Mr. Gordon Bethune, took the company, Continental Airlines, if you remember your business history, they were about to go through bankruptcy for the fourth time, and it was going to wipe them out. The company would have shut down. But they hired this Mr. Gordon Bethune. They brought him in from one of the big airplane industries like Grumman or General Dynamics or one of those big airplane companies. They brought him in to head of the company, and he took the company from what he calls from worst to first. And he actually wrote a book about it. And in his book, he breaks down the go forward. He called it the go forward plan. And there were four parts to it. And that's how he turned the company around from worst to first. Their stock was trading at about $4 a share when he started the company, when he took over. And in those 4 years after implementing his plan, the company was selling at about 60-something dollars a share. He had totally turned the company around. Everybody was flying Continental. Everybody, they had even was at the top of the list. They had won lots of awards, and they were doing really, really, really swell. I was working there at the time, so I was right inside because I was saying, okay, I had just went to work for the company right at the height as he was taking the company up. And I said, God, how did you land me this job? I didn't know anyone in the airlines. I was volunteering somewhere in Newark. I met a woman, and she is the person who brought me into Continental Airlines as a recruiter. I had never worked as a recruiter before, had never worked in the human resources department, had not even gone to get my master's yet. And here I was, a recruiter for a major Fortune 500 company such as Continental Airlines, who was winning all kinds of awards with the J.D. Power and Associates, and which is the most prestigious awards that anybody can, businesses can win in the transportation industry and what have you. So here I am at the height of this company with Gordon Bethune at the helm. God, why do you have me here? And I believe it was to understand from the inside out that go-forward plan so that I could come back and teach individuals the goal-forward plan and how you can take your life and your situation from worst to first with this goal setting. Because what he did, he put the entire company on goals. They all had to sit down and plan what they were going to do. And that's what you're going to do. You're going to just plan it out. Now, no doubt, some of you have already done this, and it is absolutely working for you. Great. So you want to keep doing it, and you want to do more of it, and you want to do it for every area of your life. Finances. You want to do it for your health. You want to do it for your relationships. You want to do it for your career and just your overall life in general. And I tell you, this is big, big, big. And also, Coach K is in the chat room, and he says, and once the vision is created, the desire becomes a hunger. That's right, Coach K. The people have got to be hungry. You know, Les Brown talks about, he has a powerful teaching about, you got to be hungry. You got to want it. Even the Word of God says, you got to hunger and thirst after me. God doesn't even want mediocre. God doesn't even want somebody who's half-hearted. He says, I'll spit you out if you're not hot or cold. God wants somebody who's all the way in or you're all the way out. Isn't that something that God, he'd rather deal with you all the way out than mediocre and halfway? That speaks volumes. And so, yes, you got to be hungry. You got to want this. You got to come after it. And also, we want to welcome and thank you also to the other guests in the chat room and to those of you who are on the switchboard. This is a powerful thing. The Go Forward Plan, it has five parts to it. Now, this is the first part. You want to write these parts down. Yes, you're going to get clarity, you know, you're going to see the goal. But number one, the first thing is you have to have your set of goals. And so you want to do what I call a goal assessment. What are your assessment? What are your goals? Write them out. Assess your goals. And so you have your big goals. Of course, you're going to have your medium-sized goals. You're going to have your day-to-day activities to reach those. We'll talk about that on the next time that I'm on the show. Now, we know tomorrow is midweek motivation with Mr. Versi Walker, so I won't be talking about it tomorrow, but I will talk about those other components of the goal come Thursday. Now, back to these five parts of the goal forward plan. So we're going to talk about what a goal is and how to set it. Number one, you have to assess the goal. Is this the goal for you? Is this a healthy goal? In other words, don't go after a goal that's going to lead you to destruction. Don't go after a goal that's going to render you mediocre. Go, as I heard Coach K saying, go all the way for the top. Go for the big gusto. Don't waste your time on something mediocre and mediocrity. That's terrible. Now, so first is a goal assessment. Is this the right goal for you? It may not, just because someone else is doing it doesn't mean it's right for you. You have to roll with the goal, with the thing that you want to do. Sure, you want to have your own business, but is it a traditional business? Is it a home-based business? Is it an internet business? Go for the business goal that's right for you. Maybe owning the business is not even right for you. Maybe you don't want to do all the work that comes with owning a business. Much sacrifice comes with being a business owner. Don't just do it because others are doing it or others are having a good time at it. You might be flat out miserable. So go for the goal that works for you. Same thing like going to a gym. For some people, going to a gym works for them. But if you don't want to get up and drive to a gym and do all of that, don't. Just get up and run around your block or get up and run around your house. Exercise is exercise. So that's what I mean by goal assessment. Go for the one that's right for you, that fits within your God-given purpose, your God-given talents. Now, this next one, number two, is critical. This is the reason why so many people do not reach their goals. Number two is goal clarity. You must be clear about your goal. You know, so many people say, Oh, you know, you ask people what they want to do. I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. What do you want to be in life? I don't know. You got to get clear. You got to say, I want to be a teacher. I want to be a professor. I want to be an engineer. Okay, maybe when you're 5 or, you know, 7th grade, maybe even 10th grade, okay, you're not sure. That's understandable for you not to be clear. I understand, though. There are some children who know absolutely what they want to do. I know little kids who will tell you, I want to be a doctor. They may not be clear on exactly what kind of doctor, but they know they want to be a doctor. Or they may want to play sports or what have you. But they're still not done yet because a lot of people who wanted to be things never got a chance to be it because they didn't have these other pieces of the goal forward plan. But you're getting them right here today on Coach Lalisa. Now, goal clarity. A lot of people, they cannot see their goal clearly. You want to be in sales. You want to have your own daycare center. Whatever it is, make the goal clear. You want to start your own Bible study. Some people like myself and some other women that I'm a part and partner with want to start your own business. You know, when I became a coach, when I first decided to become a coach, that was in 1997. And I was clear that I wanted to be a coach. See, some people, they see so many coaches now and they think everybody just woke up yesterday and wanted to be and decided to be a coach. Not so. Life coaches have been around for over 20 years, and I didn't just get into this game. I've been doing this since 1997 when I first started working at Continental Airlines. When I ran into my first real coach, I decided that's what I wanted to do. Why? Because I already was doing it, had long been helping people, coaching them, encouraging them, empowering them, was already doing it. So when this opportunity came along, well, naturally, I just flowed right with it. So, but you want to be clear about your goals. If you want to go back to college, be clear about that. See yourself graduating. See yourself signing up semester after semester. So you want to be clear about what goal you're trying to reach. You want to buy a home. You want to start your own business, whatever it might be. We're talking today about the goal forward plan, using goals to reach your destiny in life. It can be done. Many people have done it. Goals help to keep you on track. Goals help to give you direction. A goal can be a motivator, can remind you of what you're going after. So goal clarity. Number three, you need goal encouragement. You need to find someone. If you can't, if you don't have a friend or a close family member, then hire a coach like myself, Coach K. You can hire us for, you can hire me for a small retainer fee. You can have a coach to encourage you, to empower you, and to help you reaching your goal. So many people today are taking advantage of something that athletes and people in the music industry have always done. How do you think Brandy and all of these people and Denzel Washington and many others, how do you think they made it successfully? They had basically what you would call a coach. You could call them a talent managers or whatever you want, but essentially they were a coach. And you all know people in the sports industry. This is what they've done. For years, you remember the great Olympic winners, they all had coaches, the little gymnasts, the people who run track, they all have coaches to coach them, and they encourage them. And so you can get that encouragement one-on-one, your own personal coach to encourage you, and you will achieve every goal that you have clarified, and they will, the coach will help you clarify your goal and help you assess which goal you should be working on, which is right for you. Number four, you need goal empowerment. You need to have knowledge about the things that you want to achieve. You need to have knowledge about yourself. You need to understand what it is that you want to do with your life. Now, Coach K, he is burning up the chat room with comments. He says, okay, I had to rewrite my program for tonight. And so anyway, I think, oh, he's talking to Mr. Early. And they're talking, that's good though. They're talking about some things, but Mr. Coach K said he saw two kids who raised $500 by selling candy to get the equipment they needed to record their own album. And now they're new rap stars on the rise. Awesome, 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 awesome. That's right. That's right. That's exactly what you can do. So I'm glad to see you're there in the chat room. We just have a couple minutes left to the show, and we're talking about the goal forward plan. We're going to be talking about reaching your goals, setting your goals, living. How many of you absolutely flat out want to become a success in life? Well, you will become a success when you set the goal to become a success. The only reason some people are afraid to set goals is because nobody ever taught them how to properly set goals and how to properly reach them. And that's what we're going to do on this show. We're going to break it down for you, take all the mystery out of it, break it down, show you the individual pieces of setting goals. I've just given you four of the five-part goal forward plan. I've given you four of the five parts of the goal forward plan. We're almost out of time, so you're going to have to tune back in on Thursday to get number five. But so far, I've given you the four: goal assessment, goal clarity, goal encouragement, and goal empowerment. You have to be empowered to reach your goal. You need that energy. You need to be fired up every day, and you need to understand why you're trying to reach your goal. You need to have knowledge about that. Well, it's been a great and exciting show today. I know I've had a wonderful time talking about, I absolutely love setting goals. It has worked for me. I know it can work for you, but you have to follow the leader. You have to do what the others have done to reach their goal. You can do it. You can become a success. People want to be a success in life. There is absolutely no one that comes into this world and says, you know what, I don't want to be nothing ever. No way. God has made you incredible. He has made you supernaturally. He has given you talents, gifts, skills, and you have the ability to do some great, successful things, and you owe it to the world. It's not just about you. So some people say, well, I don't want to do this and that. It's not about you. It is about other people who cannot move into their destiny until you get up and move into yours. There are people waiting on you, and it's not always your children. Oftentimes it will be, but it is just individuals, period, in the world somewhere who are locked up in a cage, bound, broken, because you won't step into your God-given purpose, and you can do it. Well, we thank you for tuning in to the Coach LaLisa Show. We want you to tune back in tomorrow for Mr. Versie Walker right here Wednesday morning, motivating you some more, taking it over the top. Don't forget, goal forward plan. Get those goals, assess them, clarify them, get that encouragement, be that empowered person, and you will see your life changing swiftly. It won't take as long as it took me and others. You're going to see a swift movement, a quick leap, and you're going to be launched into your success a lot quicker than a whole lot of other people. Well, we thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, those of you in the chat room, Coach K, Mr. J. Early. I tell you, we are moving on up, and there ain't no stopping us now. You are on the move, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Now go out and make an awesome, incredible day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.